unheardnerd.com.
Oh my God. Put them on just to see his potential.
Okay, you know the rules. Never pass for. Here's what you ask for.
Put them on just to see his potential.
So flavorless, you can taste it.
Fly from the street.
Please, make it faster.
You rip the whole car, creep jumping with the animal tender.
Word to the Nerd and welcome to the Unheard Nerd podcast. I hope you enjoyed last week's Ghetto Socks edition. If you missed that or any other shows, you can find them by visiting theunheardnerd.com. At the top, you'll find a tab that says the Unheard Nerd podcast and also a Last FM button. You can find all of the shows archived on there for your listening pleasure. Go back and listen to those. If you want to get in touch with the show, please do. It's at theunheardnerd on Twitter. facebook.com/theunheardnerd, find us on Google Plus, and also email theunheardnerd@gmail.com. There's one song I wanted to play last week in the Ghetto Socks show that I wasn't able to, I didn't have time for, so I'm going to kick off the show this week with that. It's a song by Torrance, and it's from their last album called The Big Kahuna. It's by Cloth and Pop, the production, and features Jake Bitt and Baby Back, and this is a song called Back in the Day, and the reason I wanted to play it is that it includes a very small Ghetto Socks sample, so listen out for that and see if you can hear it. This is Back in the Day by Torrance.
4, 3, 2, 1, bite. When I was a kid, I liked bagel bites. Mama always making sure that I'm playing nice. Afternoon spent rocking laser tag and shite. There wasn't nothing on the line just for bragging rights. I hit a Chuck E. Cheese, snag a prize. Got me root beer bottles, pizza by the slice. Watching Nickelodeon all day and night.
But Nick, get it right or pay the price.
Yeah, but things really haven't changed in life. They're still making me wear name tags and ties. And still making sure that I didn't plagiarize. But the boss making sure that I'm playing nice. Now, I just watch my dreams vaporize. Like a bona fide saint getting sanctified. Writing rhymes about the things that I patronize. Cause some people just gotta antagonize. You can try and put the childish shit away, but it comes around again, you get the same. You can sit and wait, or you can get to play, but it's just the same shit in a different day.
What the kaipu kavendum? What the kaipu kavendum?
Growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I growed up playing NES day and night. Master Mario, Mama Madison, Burger Time. Lunchable packed away, yeah, my backpack snap pack. Stuck in a clash, cause you know I gotta have that. I was looking for an upgrade, trading food. You're the holy grail lunch, is a dish tombstone. Get home, TV arm, rocking keen in a car. Who loves orange soda?
I do.
You know it well, but I never really changed. Works just a new school. Got my rules and rights, so I breaks my own rules. Got my fools and breaks, so I try and avoid tools. But the cube life got me wanting out the cocoa pool. Life was grand. Look, I smaller as I grew taller. I was never gonna be a baller making big dollars, so I don't let it get me down. Come down from the clouds and keep my head to the ground. Moving to the next round. You could try and put the childish shit away, but it comes around again, you get the same. You could sit and wait, but you could get to playing. But it's just the same shit in a different day.
Growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1,
growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Nowadays, keep it fresh.
No frozen food, bargain tray.
Less fermented, more dry age.
Vintage like a Carmignier.
Fructose, lactose, none of that in me.
All organic.
No MSG.
No GM. Gluten free. Slather on the slugs.
No need to apologize.
Other guys can sip it, that's how I caramelize my chicken thighs.
I tell you twice.
You can stick your teeth into this truth.
Bit off more than you could chew.
I toss a whip nap at you.
You can't handle my mandibles while they chewing on animals.
That's a get kind of cannibal. I masticate unimaginable.
It's a scandal the way I get away with these eats.
I threw my hoodie on and said I'm out for treats.
Top shelf only.
With a flapjack stack attack.
Knick knack, patty whack, macking on a half rack.
Grilling up crawdaddy's clams and lobster. Release the crack.
Yeah, let me munch on that.
Growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Growing up back in the day, nothing really ever changed. Everything just stays the same.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Fight!
Ghetto Sox has departed the UK now. He's headed across the English Channel into France, where he's played a couple of packed out shows playing with the Herbalizer. He's on tour with them, as anyone that listens to the show will already know. So I thought I'd check out the Herbalizer album, which I did, and it's really good. Really enjoyed that. A lot of it's instrumental, but really interesting. So I thought I'd play a track from the Herbalizer, and this is a track that features the vocal talents of a British poet, I suppose, poet stroke rapper. It's from the album There Were Seven. It's called A Sad State of Affairs, and it features George the Poet. Enjoy this.
The first rap nerds were clever in bringing the words together like birds of a feather, coming with the verses forever. They could spin tracks with syntax and put on some antics with semantics. And it seems strange, but scenes change. There's a steepening shit pile with people that spit now. And there's more goons from courtrooms, but most of the listeners won't support no goon who don't use auto-tune. It's a sad state of affairs when raps made up of prayers that are faker than hair, make up the bear, wags wake up and wear. So I sit at my desk like there's the paper, there's the ink, but I'm wasting both if you ain't prepared to think. And saying all of this is the boldest step in the dark, like talking out of turn with the oldest crep in the park. I'm overstepping the mark that I can't balance on, trying to figure out where the fucking talent's gone. It's a sad state of affairs,
but crying shame, then it's critical.
If you wanna get your way up, there's pounds to gain. So surprise, surprise, everybody sounds the same. And it's funny, rappers boast like money matters most, but the money that went into producing their product wasn't theirs in the first place. See, drop a mixtape or two and then you're dictated to, 'cause you can't control the times, you were no Doctor Who, so you're told what to do, and that's a robot for true. I don't want no one to lose, so I'm confused. If change is gonna come, there better be change soon. Every song that charted in 2011 sounded like a new remix of the same tune. It's a sad state of affairs,
and it's critical.
It's a sad state of affairs. Promoters always put me at the start of the show, 'cause poetry's supposed to be just for the heart and the soul. So I'm the first to take the limelight with a mic, 'cause they don't expect me to be the highlight of the night. I tell them, don't do it, please don't do it, 'cause I go in and we all go through it. No one's gonna get as much reception as me, but they got a stereotypical perception of me, 'cause they think poetry comes under music. And for me to win the prime slot, someone will lose it. So they put me where someone famous wouldn't be and prioritize others who ain't as good as me. They got their definitions and they won't fiddle around trying to rethink them, 'cause there's no middle ground. Shortchange me and they shortchange the show. I almost tell myself, George, change the flow, but they should have known better. Never send a boy to do a man's job. That's a waste of a go-getter. It took hard work, but now I got that bragging right. Tried to put me in a box, but it's not that black and white.
My city, poetry flowing through my veins. Is it weed sustained, induced or brain trained? Is it just a lame excuse to stay reclusive? In a world I'm finding quite truthless and cutthroat ruthless. Nowadays I'm starting to feel useless, but I feel the shoes they fit better now. Speaking more clever now, but never allow complacency to set in, 'cause I see it too frequently in so-called friends and all my peers. So I slapped all my role models like Spurs did to Juan Ramos. He lost that dressing room, that's why I'm stressing you. Must stay in touch with reality, easing yourself gradually to situations. Tended to set an anti-trend. Devils advocate my way in to test the lion's den, to see what's happening, because whichever way the breeze blows, we defeat foes. It's lazy habits scratching deeper than the surface dirt. I'm using adverbs and words you never heard. Display like board games, I switch to sway. It's lazy habits scratches deeper than the surface dirt. You see it must have been a government trap or something like that. Whatever, give me all my money back. I'm paying too much taxes as it is, and with the way that they sip funds, I find I struggle just existing in London. Undone conundrums, done stunned and spun, fill my lungs as I looked up through smog to sun. I'm trying to find out how to spout and juicing up your swan song in last chance salute, but my head's cladded by mushrooms. Assume positioning for shoulder shrugging movements, home improvements and loose terms should be included, but stay eluded by search parties of truthlessness. But I'm still intent on scratching through it. It's lazy habit scratching deeper than the surface dirt. Still using adverbs and words you never heard. Display like board games, I switch the sway when lazy habit scratches deeper than the surface dirt. Winner, I spit rhymes that fit tight. I spark a lighter in the gas chamber to dismember myself. A shelf life I couldn't reach when I was smaller, but I'm taller now. Outgrown Jack, racing with a beanstalk, walking on my own like that littlest of hobos. With slow mo's, the freeze frame that highlights the show screen. Maintain quarters as I'm ambling down these avenues. The thought land, choosing destinations to my station. That's northwest, my fortress, fortress. The stable stress levels higher than thermometers dropped into volcanoes. Profile to stay low, so I'm flying under radar to savor the flavors of feeling safer. On my sofa, sat back, tired of playing the gopher. The 9 to 5 is flying out the window, so I change these moon boots, man. Still watching Scooby-Doo, scratching deeper than the dirt. I thought you knew. It's lazy habit scratching deeper than the surface dirt. Still using adverbs and words you never heard. Display like board games, I switch the sway when lazy habit scratches deeper than the surface dirt.
The Herbalizer with A Sad State of Affairs featuring George the Poet, followed by Lazy Habits with a song called Surface Dirt. Lazy Habits cite The Herbalizer as a big influence on their sound and motivation for their career. And they've just dropped their debut album, self-titled Lazy Habits, and that song is taken from that album. Every single track on that album is a good song, there's not a bad one on there. So do check that out. Head over to lazyhabits.co.uk, where I think you can buy a digital version, or you can buy the CD from them. It's probably available on iTunes as well. In fact, I know it is, because they got into the top 20 of the hip hop chart on iTunes on the day of release. So big props to them. They're doing it independent, and they're London based as well. Good people. I like them a lot. So keeping it in the UK and moving on to a slightly different sound, chiptune based. It's the man Oliver, aka Super Powerless. He's a man with a lot of projects on the go at the moment. He's been doing some TV work for Channel 4 here in the UK, which should show up on a programme in December. And also he's taking part on something else that I don't think I'm allowed to talk about. But if you follow his Facebook feed, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to figure it out. And there's pictures to accompany that too. But I'm not going to drop the ball here. So I'm going to play a song from him that got him a lot of airplay actually on MTV in Europe. And this is a song called Wasting My Time.
Wasting my time playing video games. time playing video games. Wasting my life playing video games. Wasting my time, wasting my life. Wasting my time playing video games.
Super Powerless then should have appeared on the very first Scrubcast. I say should have, because at the time of recording it hasn't happened yet, but at the time you listen it should have happened last Sunday. And it's the Scrub Club podcast. The guys from Scrub Club Records, Mad Hatter, Staff and Too Mellow, are going to be hosting that show. And Super Powerless is the musical guest. Now, the show is quite different to other podcasts that are out at the moment, say this one or the Nerdcore Meow podcast, because it's actually going to be a live radio show online. You'll be able to listen to it live. Listeners or followers of Scrub Club are encouraged to leave their Skype details on their Facebook page. I think it's facebook.com/scrubcast, but I'm sure if you go to Scrub Club Record you'll get some details on that. And if you leave your Skype details and leave yourself logged on while the show is on air, you just might be contacted by them. They might call you up while they're live on air and have a chat with you. It's going to be an interactive show, so I imagine a lot of interaction via Twitter or via Facebook, and I expect that will be a lot of fun with those guys. But Super Powerless is going to be the musical guest on there. So in other news, there's the new EP from Adam Warrock. Again, it's probably been out about a week by the time this airs. It's called City Beautiful, and it features production from Rob Victim, Adam Warrock obviously providing vocals. There's a few guest vocalists on there: Jesse Dangerously, Tribe One, Schaefer the Dark Lord makes an appearance, Whitey Cracker and Beefy are on there. And it's a really, really good album. Really enjoyed it. I particularly like the production. Very natural sounding, very natural instrumentation. Not much in the way of synths on that. Or at least if it is synthesized music, then it comes across very naturally. It's done very well. So really nice production. There's a little bit of sort of funk soul disco vibe to it underlying. Nothing too fancy, nothing over the top. Just really well done. Really, really like the production on that. So I'm going to play a song from that. This is actually a remix. It's the Victimized remix of a song called The Silver Age. And this is the final track on there, which isn't necessarily indicative of what you'll find on the entire album, but it is a very good track. So I'm going to play that first, followed by something new from Dr. Awkward, in keeping with the comics theme.
This is the story of my origin, a sort of ordinary, normal, boring kid who wasn't concerned about prom king. Until I turned my tenure as an honorary member of the West Coast Avengers to a dirty South Swamp Thing. They sent me on a mission to find the stolen remnant of the central store of wisdom divine, code of the infinite. I've been to four dimensions in mind, molded with pixel-plick, a mental organism designed only for killing this mic. And the second we step in from backstage, we rap like it's an action-packed splash page. Act like we're trying to cause an avalanche cascade, cause we'd rather turn back than attack halfway. Paving pathways like Stan and Jack both. In fact, these rap quotes impact like Black Bolt said it. So roll credits on these Jersey Shore girls. They can break the fourth wall, we break the fourth world. Painting pictures, jumping straight from the page, and I'm the man of steel, damaging your paper mache. Whether you get the singles or you wait for the trades, the Silver Age MCs stay saving the day. Hey.
We take a name at major labels for practice. We're radioactive without the radio play. And before I die, I'ma get my final tour. Holding the hammer of Thor, standing the shoulders of Devil Dinosaur.
We take the stage, write rhymes to fill a page. Cause the music we made is bringing in the silver age. This is beyond the golden age of rap and comic books. Rock for people sick of the direction that the genre took.
And Adam Warrock is rocking the mic.
And Tribe One got it locked in my binocular sight.
Damn right.
For all the people saying back in the day, the silver age is here to bring back what Stan and Jack made.
Get up, everyone who thought they headed for home. Y'all just stepped through the portal to the negative zone. In a parallel dimension where the comics never change. Where hip-hop isn't dead like Nasty Nas proclaimed. Yo, but I ain't stuck in the days of future past. Or writing some stupid raps just like a producer asked. Had a label where they try to change my image while indifferent to the art that I be spitting like whack rappers and comic hacks. And though you probably never thought of it before, how rap and comic culture could converge in one form. While the rappers pen the stories and DJs paint the picture, and the listener contributes images for action scripted. So even though the tale of Adam's done quick, I gotta live my life on Earth 616. Cause I'm getting older, seems like the planet's getting colder, so I gotta keep my heart warm by rapping like this. So when I look at all the comics I bought, all I see left behind it is a trail of Kirby dots. Cause whether old Jack did it or not, all the culture's got an origin of those that came before it, with a sort of dope endorsement from the course of those who poured in every breath to speak the choruses or dopest live performances. Or maybe just a kid staying up at night reading comics in the dark up past his bedtime.
We take the stage, write rhymes to fill a page. Cause the music we made is bringing in the silver age. This is beyond the golden age of rap and comic books. Rock for people sick of the direction that the genre took.
And Adam Warrock is rocking the mic.
And Tribe One got it locked in my binocular sight.
Damn right.
For all the people saying back in the day, the silver age is here to bring back what Stan and Jack made.
Call this the final crisis, cause every mic device is what I'm talking to. Call me the mayor of X Machina. Lockheed to Old Lace, rock him to Ghostface. I'm just an animal banging up on your drum case. Check the rhyme, I'm not the lecturing kind. When you grab a watch and find that I bet it's clobbering time. Yeah, just in case, keep that polished gauntlet handy. That's my secret cap, cause you know I'm always angry.
I am the very Marvel variant, limited con edition. On a mission, stomping the distinguished competition. Coming from a long tradition of making minds melt. I am the ultimate version of myself. So while you stay at home, I'm navigating the danger zone. Screaming, stay creator owned through the megaphone. The Silver Age crew is the hip hop big two. But still indie as hell, and everything we live through, we give you.
He was the light in a dark night. He sparked fights, a bat on a silent wing with a harsh fight. Forged from the earliest of tragedies of watching the corruption of the city kill his family. And at a young age, he's faced with a decision. Confront the situation that places his position. And any man would understand if he packed his bags and left the streets there abandoned. But not him, this man was different. And he could always see the hope in the distance. A fast climb, but he opened his eyes to realize that he could almost see the change in horizon. So he kept on to never be defeated. The hero we deserve, not the hero that we needed. And if you went back to that fateful day and asked the kid, he'd say, tomorrow's just a dream away. Is it family or purpose? Is it hell? Is it worse? Gotham is. Is it home? Is it perfect? Is it damned? Is it cursed? Gotham is. Is it progress, change? Is it a losing game? Gotham is. The future, and ask Bruce Wayne, he'll say tomorrow's just a dream away. They say the night is always darkest when it's just before the dawn, but every night he raises the darkness as the catalyzer calm. A watchful protector, the brave and the bold, shepherd to the lost, a flame in the cold. Was he the hope? No, but he was hopeful. People of the city learned to stand on their own. So he would lead the way and show them that tomorrow's just a dream away. With bold plans of a brand new Gotham. To rise above it, it starts at the bottom. Rebuild the derelict and expunge the rancid. With expansive plans, it's to modernize transit. Darkness fell, he knew they could beat it. The people all along were the heroes that they needed. And if you found the bat today, ask the man, he'd say, tomorrow's just a dream away. Is it family or purpose? Is it hell? Is it worse? Gotham is. Is it home? Is it perfect? Is it damned? Is it cursed? Gotham is. Is it progress, change? Is it a losing game? Gotham is. The future, and ask Bruce Wayne, he'll say tomorrow's just a dream away.
Thank you.
The opening track to Dr. Awkward's new EP titled New 52 Volume 1 there. That's called Gotham Is. Obvious tribute to the DC, Batman in particular on that song. And Gotham is taken from the Dark Knight Returns comic book. Classic graphic novel. If you haven't read that, do so. And you can check it out, check out a review on theunheardnerd.com written by Chadley. So if you go to comics and search through there, I'm sure you'll find that. Okay, something a bit different now. This was sent over to me by I know I mentioned him a lot, but Thomas Quinlan of Han Solo Records. It's an album he thought that I would enjoy, and indeed I did. It's something that he has listened to. It's from back in the day, something that's inspired him quite a lot, I think. It's by Governor Bolts, and the album is called A Crooked Mile. I don't know if it's readily available. He sent a copy over to me, which is really kind. But it's difficult to explain. It's quite dark or quite bleak hip hop in many places. I'd say, you know, if Tom Waits made hip hop, perhaps you're getting close to what this is. But this is a track called Keyhole, which isn't particularly bleak. It's actually, I think it's quite upbeat. Compared to the rest of the album. So I'm going to play that. Governor Bolts, Keyhole. And if you can find it, the album is A Crooked Mile. So check that out.
What's up?
I want to talk to you, man.
Oh, I don't have time, fellas. I got a lot to do. I'll talk to you later.
Later on, it'll be too late, man. We need to rap right now.
That's right, brother, man. Right now.
Oh, some heavy shit, huh?
Dig it.
Okay, sock it.
When you view life through a keyhole, it's hard to see your reflection, especially when you're molding it to your own discretion. It's your life and you're living it, giving it, choosing it, taking it, losing it. Are you using its full capabilities? Are you faking it, hating it, breaking it, propagating it, devastating, eliminating its sense of stability? Tears from spheres of color, inocular cavities, and your cheek drinks to your lips. Scoop up your chin as your reverse grin reveals your cavities and your fists.
Pinch,
and your chest,
stretch,
face flushes, head rushes as you endure the tragedy. Then your teeth grab with your wrists, slip, you collapse, and you're rotten and forgotten. If that's your strategy, love's like cold lemonade on a hazy summer day. While you're lost in a maze of happiness, bliss, it's like warm sweatshirt sleeves on a cool autumn's eve, on a cushion of leaves, in a fine lime's twist. You can't measure love with love's not explained by the experts, and love works and love hurts when you confuse it with hate. And hate desecrates your personality traits, it deflates what you create and emulates a mistake. When you view life through a keyhole, it's hard to see your reflection, especially when you're molding it to your own discretion. It's your life and you're living it, giving taking it, losing it. Are you using its full capabilities? Are you faking it, hating it, breaking it, propagating it, devastating, eliminating its sense of stability?
Joined a top secret nerdy forum. After introductions, I have loaded my room's decorum. I've spent hours finding the right gif of Darth Vader. One of these days, they'll make me message board moderator. I bring the color to these eggheads like hollandaise. Catch me on my PC on all major holidays. I have absolutely no interest in lifting weights. I need to focus on these Neopets sweepstakes. I'm in class nodding off from all the blabbering, wishing I had more time for Magic the Gathering. Link them to the album. I wonder if they'll play my songs. All Captain Cookie responded with was a facepalm. I am to the subtopic sun, moon, and stars. Now we're debating the merits of Jean-Luc Picard. I've seen commercials about keeping up with the Kardashians. My internet friends talk about vanquishing Cardassians. Optimus writes, Vulcans seem like weirdos. In my bio, I listed Tolkien as my hero. A girl from Gorgeous Gamer says I look like a cutie. Anxiously, I respond, tongue-in-cheek, who, me? This is the first place I ever felt like I fit in. I tell my parents and they ask me, am I kidding? Nah, I'm not kidding.
When those girls wouldn't show me affection, I'd upload a song, get worldwide attention. When my peers weren't treating me correctly, I'd just log on where I got people who respect me. When I felt I didn't have any friends right, I'd find myself on a website feeling right at home. Milo, I feel at home, I feel at home.
Check it, I love the interweb. I use the tool often. My social networking game, stalking like a boss man. On a mission to find like minds like mine. I used to get into the gaming zone at nighttime. RuneScape teleport for Varrock to Faldor. Used to play Wizard 101 with my pal Roar. I should have been catching up on my astronomy. This must be an anomaly. The kids on here are fond of me. Yahoo Answers, Phyllis to Death was the alias. Saw Bender's game change to Titanius Anglesmith. I stay clever with my web work, fresh with the text, I can plan every letter. Yeah, I heard word through the blogosphere that we're all weird and we love it here. I heard word through the blogosphere that we're all weird and we love it. When those girls wouldn't show me affection, I'd upload a song, get worldwide attention. When my peers weren't treating me correctly, I'd just log on where I got people who respect me. When I felt I didn't have any friends right, I'd find myself on a website feeling right at home. Milo, I feel at home. I feel at home.
I'm playing fantasy-themed video games and yelling out
Thug Life.
That might seem logically inconsistent, but I think it's pretty alright. Today my mother asked me why I don't have any school friends. I asked if that meant she wanted me to hang out with fools then. Lately I've taken up editing Wikipedia pages, and the Fox News entry I said the media's trying to enslave us. That might be untrue, but Immortal Technique wrapped it. Does anyone have a spec sheet on Fable 3's graphics? I listen to rap songs about bags of grams and hope for Christmas I get a few gigs of RAM. Today on the message boards I was voted most popular. The kids at school said my glasses looked like binoculars. The duality of this life is similar to Batman and Bruce Wayne, but I don't think he was cashing in on photo booth fame. The other night I broke down the TeamSpeak server because the girl I've loved since third grade called me a pervert. When these girls wouldn't show me affection, I'd upload a song and get worldwide attention. When my peers weren't treating me correctly, I'd just log on where I got people who respect me. When I felt I didn't have any friends right, I'd find myself on a website feeling right at home. Nikki, I feel at home. Yeah, I feel at home.
UnheardNerd.com.
Yeah. Reminiscing on those days, late for class, eating breakfast. Yeah. Throwing on that Hot Topic shirt that's on my dresser. High school, Richie was ignored and rejected. Uh-huh. Hoping for the day I get adored and respected. Uh-huh. See, before I started rapping, getting lots of love. I used to be that kid, all the called a scrub. They used to point and laugh when they'd see me walking up. I just took it as experience, so I chopped it up. And now they popping up at all my shows looking mad, cause they know that I'm the best guy that they never had. Used to get rejected, but I'm really glad, cause it's true what they say, nice guys finish last.
This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect. This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect.
See, I've been a nerd since birth, and I used to think that being a nerd was such a curse. Tried to act like the cool kids, even rehearse, until I figured it was cooler to spit the truth in this verse. Yeah. Listen, if you're really trying to shoot for the stars, then you should never change and remain true to who you are. And don't try to chase the clothes, jewels, and cars. Just take it from me, you'll go far. Just follow your heart. Yeah, and just ignore the haters. They just mad cause they know that nerds make more paper. They just hate us cause we greater. There's no stopping us like Charlie's glass elevator.
This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect. This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect.
Hands up if you have a high GPA, and keep them high if you play a lot of video games. Now wave them side to side if you love anime. Now say goodbye to everybody who wants to hate.
This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect. This one's for the social rejects, for my nerds and my freaks and geeks. And it's about time that we got some respect. It's about time that we got some respect.
That was Richie Branson with Rejects from his NERD EP, which came out earlier this year. And before that was Milo from his I Wish My Brother Rob Was Here album, an album I really liked. I think that was Milo's first album. He's had another one since then. But that was a track called For the Unheard Pro Board Warriors, and that featured Nicholas J. So carrying on with the music, how about a little bit of Beefy?
Throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life. Throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life. Life sucks, just continuous disappointments, and it won't get no better with sobs, screams, or ointments. Just the kind of thing that's gonna fester and peel until the point you wanna drink until you cannot feel. Always we are judged by how we're seen by our peers. One would think that it would dull with all the gaining of years. Yeah, right, another misconception of life. If you want change to happen, make it happen tonight. Feel free to pick on me cause I'm a virgin and a fatty, or how my mommy is no longer with my daddy. Really wanna have at me? You better stab me, cause I could only be more macho if my name was Randy. I'm savage this year, I will ravage your gear till the feds ask your mom if some grizzlies were here. I know you remixers wanna sample this here, cause DJ Sander mixes shit that pleases the ear. Yo, throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life. Throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life.
On the net, BBS, on the stage, you gotta grind if you ever wanna be as good as Optimus Rhyme. Mainstream doesn't give a shit about us in the first place. Can I get your attention by rearranging your face? Because I'm on the net, I must not know how to rap, and you can tell that I'm a joke, like it's a matter of fact. Well, here's your punchline in the form of a metaphor. These kids raise the horns, I'm center stage like a manador. Any corner of the globe, you can hear us on the stereo, breaking down walls with our rhymes like it was Jericho. Labels think that they got control, I gotta go, cause these kids still want audio from my last show. I have not been tempted by the evils of greed. Why in the hell do you think that I made my album free? So now you have cash for an Xbox or a Wii, and you're gonna need every dime for a PlayStation 3. So come on,
throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life. Throw up your hands if you like this music. Podcasting DJs, feel free to use it. Gotta whore myself just to get my next gig. Yo, this is my life, baby, nerdcore for life.
Beefy with Nerdcore for Life. And while we're going back in the day, let's have a little bit of Entity and DJ Snyder. This is the battle hymn of the Calvin and Hobbes from their Calvin and Hobbes release.
Holla at me if you would it. Cross the T's, dot the I's. Holla at me if you would it. Yeah, flip on you like Doberman.
The exit domestic rituals are habitual. Literal concepts become intimate prospects. Define and rewind the definition of time. And remind a chosen few united in one mind. The change is always wanted, but only few are above it. To actually make a difference by passing along the subject. We know that knowledge is power. Heavenly showers of micro telekinetic organisms will devour individuals with indivisible ways of thinking. Been a long time coming with visuals still depicting. The power to implode with lyrics laced in gold. Grab hold
hold of your soul and attack tenfold. The untouchable trinity attacking simplistic enemies, removing opposition is the only remedy. Dissolve your genetic code with a parasitic flow. Lyrical shots straight to the brain, making you choke. We say supreme, yep. Your dreams remain unseen in the never ending struggle and battle just for the green. I lace your core with C4 before you explore the rhymes as you even try to implore. My apparent lack of metaphors has me knocking down on doors, swinging samurai swords and just stealing yours. I command invisible holograms while I rap in pentagrams. My rap is like rings of sand falling through your hands. We expand the demand for the rest of the band, cause of the realness they can never seem to understand. I flip counterfeit those stacks on tracks and melt your bars away like a house of wax. Get out of line, I'm smacking catch pack with a car jack and attack your wag tracks until you just take them back. You can send shots my way or make this gold decay. Within the way you hotline, you couldn't even betray. I slay with killer rhyme styles and remain humble, and you're stumbling over attacks until you crumble. I envision competition as a mission worth missing, so I'm itching to leave you twitching with a pen in your hand. While I'm switching my style, you remain hostile, but in the end, not even worthwhile. Not depending on my rhymes, I depend on subliminal lines with all kinds of spiritual signs. You're not worth the effort and time. A crafty design of a heat-seeking landmine that will find those of you that just combine a lack of any stability, intensity with rhyme. Continue falling down, eternally we will climb.
Holla at me if you with it.
Yeah.
Cross the T's, Dr.
It's Calvin and Hobbes.
Holla at me if you with it.
Define hip hop.
Yeah. Oh, you like dope.
Y'all already know what it is.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Striking matches on the ADAT. Take back your tapes, man. Replace them with the straight tracks. Straight cast, get booted off my placement. The face, plant the pavement. I'm old school like 8 tracks and playback. It's time to face the facts. I'm the catalyst to rap in the pinnacle of music. When I ghost, y'all like Pac-Man. Corrosive, acidic. I spit to make it intrinsic. Make your kids finicky when they listen to a sentence. I don't need gasoline. Scorch the population, ostentatious, and often I'm a fucking abomination. Size up the seismic write-ups, I rock the Richter scale. Melt the winter hail and bring the thunderstorms and vicious gales. Malicious intentions to bring forth inventions. Destructive incentive to aid in my ascension. Believe that I'll set fire to the entire fucking planet. If society falls with it, that's because I planned it.
Feel the heat under the street, you know that the flames are getting higher. Take a look in my eyes, it ain't no surprise to see my desire. I'm about to transform the whole world into one big funeral pyre. And baby, until then, you know that I am a definition of fire.
Tires on the soot and stone and overload your phone with code until it finally explodes against you. Don't produce some broken bones, scars and lacerations. I'm fascinated with the act of burning fascist nations. I'm a pacifist by nature, but I'll gladly set ablaze and char the endless land of whack and watch the smoke for days and days. Amazed by dancing flames produced by anything that's flammable or tangible. I'm soaking it in gas to make my lambing glow. An artist with an itch to burn, yes, I'm a starving arson. And I promise if you push me, you'll be marked a fucking target. Harness all the powers of a lead pipe filled with powder. Make my enemies all cower when I bring down city towers. All the power in the opposition propped on top of my position. Napalm dropping on to start another Spanish Inquisition. Looking kinda funny when your eyebrows all go missing. I'm the fire starter, wordslinger, phoenix definition.
Feel the heat of the street, you know that the flames are getting higher. Take a look at my eyes, it ain't no surprise to see my desire. I'm about to transform the whole world into one big funeral pyre. And baby, until then, you know that I am a definition of fire.
You best be wearing flame retardant attire. When your retards are flaming anyone I admire. When I reach boiling point, there ain't no way to cease fire. I wrap a case around my kettle so they can sing my choir. Kick back a gas can, my words cause combustion. I grin as I bite a grenade and pull the pin. My skin is like armor from the heat of my past. It ducks you when I'm soaked with the sweat of my craft. Stand back! All those that I press, oh, it's like finesse. I'll make your capital a Kentucky fried mess. A mythical beast, a dragon lives in my heart. Chemical reaction ripping kingdoms apart. A revolution only takes one voice.
voice, a spark in the darkness, a shark smelling blood on its mark. Yeah. All of my opponents must pay the price. I admit it, I'm a pyro, call me John Allardyce.
Feel the heat under the street, you know that the flames are getting higher. Take a look at my eyes, it ain't no surprise to see my desire. I'm about to transform the whole world into one big funeral pyre. And baby, until then, you know that I am a definition of fire. Feel the heat under the street, you know that the flames are getting higher. Take a look at my eyes, it ain't no surprise to see my desire. I'm about to transform the whole world into one big funeral pyre. And baby, until then, you know that I am a definition of fire.
That's fire, spelled F-I-Y-A, and that's from Definition, from his album Resurrection, and that features Mad Hatter McGuinness, head of Scrub Club Records. Okay, ready to rock out with your cock out? Let's have a little bit of MC Hawkins.
In the beginning there was nothing, not even time, no planets, no stars, no hip-hop, no rhyme. But then there was a bang like the sound of my cat. The universe began and the shit was fat. The universe began as a singularity. Nobody knows what went on then T. For 10 million trillion trillion trillions of a second, the state of the universe cannot be reckoned. The fundamental forces were unified. We've no theory to describe that though I've tried. Then the forces split and the universe was born. It was hotter than a priest watching pity porn. Protons, neutrons and electrons came to pass as photons collided, changing energy to mass. 3 minutes go by, temps a cool 1 billion, down from 100 million trillion trillion. This reduced heat allowed a new event. The formation of heavier elements. Still it was millions of years or the first star glow. If you're down with the bang, sing along, here we go. It was a big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. A big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. Hold on now, what about inflation? That's a little tricky and could use some explanation. Inflation, one could barely state, was the time when the universe expanded at a rate that was faster than the speed of light, but that oversimplifies and it ain't quite right. Still, for purposes here, it will have to do, cause I ain't got the time to explain it to you. Rock. Damn. It was a big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. A big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. Of time and the birth of all matter. Say it took 7 days, you're as mad as a hatter. It was millions of years or the first star glow. If you're done with the bang, sing along, here we go. It was a big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. A big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. A big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. A big pow piz out bang a dang biggity diggity boom biggity boom pop boom the big big bang. The big bang. The big bang. Boom. The big bang.
MC Hawkins with Big Bizang. Now changing the tone completely. A little bit of XOC, and I've gone back to Nerdcore Now Volume 1 and found his track called A Seed Grows in Brooklyn. It's a song that really passed me by when I first listened to Nerdcore Now. And I'm not really sure why, because it's a really solid track. So I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. If you want to pick up Nerdcore Now Volume 1, you can do for free. Just go to nerdcorenow.com and do a search there. I'm sure you'll find that fairly easily. This is XOC, A Seed Grows in Brooklyn.
Whoa.
way back when, as a youngin', I was kicking the cans, doing dumb shit, climbing in buildings abandoned, standing feet each precipice. Got to see how the world works, pessimist. I'm a Paul, how could y'all see heaven sent? Peel back veil, hiding decrepitness. Ran away, came back, I was never missed. Been shot, been stabbed, I've endeavored since. I was paid no mind, unsettling. Built big brain, brain that can level men. Plus arms that could choke to within an inch. If you think that the X is a little bitch, no sir, I've been both hell and back. Years callous, built a very hard shell to crack. Somehow X keeps that shit at bay, but still life pressing down every day. But still life pressing down every day.
Life isn't just an abstract intellect. It's a brain that remembers and feels and suffers.
A creature that'll rule the universe.
Thoughts go back when the drama kept hitting the fan. X grew up poor, he was shitting in cans. No bathroom taboo, washing your face. Went to school wearing rags, looking like a disgrace. Chased daily till the X up and turned it around. Found out that the X wasn't easily down. Big bro taught little bro fighting his shit. Backing clowns down, bro had him biting a clip. What now, bro? Nah, X, you might be a kid, but your eyes shining bright light, I gotta admit. I think I might have found Einstein signing a bit. As you blast past your hood, pass the words you emit. Keep quiet, kid. Denizens would probably flip if they knew how your lingo psychologically hits. If they knew how your lingo psychologically hits.
Life isn't just an abstract intellect. It's a brain that remembers and feels and suffers.
A creature that'll rule the universe.
Now that I'm older, as I shoulder all the things I saw. Fuck that shit, work till my fingers raw. Hard times rat trapped me in my rigid flaws. Kept X next, guessing how his shit was lost. Been out in the struggle since the days of a kid. Mad drama filled with pain is the way that I live. Fought hard cause I'm smarter than that. And goddamn it, I planned and did everything to get on the map. Switched lanes, X soon got harder to beat. Kept fighting back even in the face of defeat. Kept working on the layer after layer of fail. I'll bounce what I carry to this day to prevail. What I carry to this day to prevail. What I carry to this day to prevail.
A creature that'll rule the universe. A creature that'll rule the universe.
XOC, A Seed Grows in Brooklyn. Now let's talk King of the Nerds. It's a show airing in America. I think it's on TBS. And I'm going to read verbatim from their website. It says about the show. Hosted by Robert Carradine and Curtis Armstrong, King of the Nerds is the ultimate nerd-off. The series will follow 11 fierce competitors from across the nerd spectrum as they set out to win $100,000 and be crowned the greatest nerd of them all. King of the Nerds will take the glory of geekdom to a whole new level as the 11 competitors live together in Nerdvana. Each week they must face challenges that will test their intellect, ingenuity, skills and pop culture prowess. In each episode the nerds will first compete as teams and then as individuals, facing challenges that range from live gaming to a dance-off to life-size chess. One competitor will be eliminated each week until one nerd stands alone as the ultimate champion of all things nerdy. Well, it's a little bit like The Apprentice for nerds, I suppose. You've got to prove your nerd credentials. But why is this important? Well, it's not really. It's a show about nerds. Nerd culture seems to be making waves onto TV gradually, slowly. Obviously, Chris Hardwick from Nerdist has The Talking Dead after The Walking Dead. There's Comic Book Men from Kevin Smith. And shows like that starting to catch the TV over in America. But judging on this show, guest judges include George Takei from Star Trek, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes themselves, and also a certain MC Frontalot, the godfather of nerdcore hip-hop, if you please. So that should be interesting. Good to see Front getting some exposure on TV. It's unlikely the show will make the UK anytime soon. As with Comic Book Men, it's just not going to make it over here, it doesn't look. But perhaps we'll get a chance to see that online, and perhaps we could even pirate it. Who knows? Anyway, I'd like to wish MC Frontalot a happy birthday. It was his birthday last week, and hopefully he enjoyed that. I met the man a couple of times. He's played the UK a couple of times in the last couple of years, and the first time he looked dead nervous and scared, as this very cocksure British older guy, I suppose, probably about the same age as him, if not a bit older. Went up and firmly shook him by the hand. The second time, he was a little bit easier with me. I had my wife with me, so perhaps that's why. And got two lovely blurry photos with MC Front a lot. But lovely guy, really like his music. So happy birthday to him, and I hope the show works out for him. I think it's dividing opinion a little bit in the nerd scene that I involve myself within, as to whether it's a good thing him being on that show or not. But we'll see, only time will tell. So in order to close the show, I'd like to say do get in touch. Again, it's at The Unheard Nerd on Twitter, facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd, Google+, you can search The Unheard Nerd and find me on there. By email, it's theunheardnerd@gmail.com. visit the website theunheardnerd.com and leave comments on the articles on there. And really hope you enjoy the website, really hope you enjoy the podcast. We're going to play the show out with MC Front a lot, and your friend Will declares Don't Be a Dick. It's a song about Will Wheaton, but my name is Will as well, so I like to pretend it's a little bit about me. This is Your Friend Will by MC Front a lot.
Your friend's always honest, but you tell you the truth, they respond. On occasion, you're behaving uncouthly. Hand a dollar, clean up your act. You've got one in particular, dispenses with tact. Says it plain to your face, says advice unimpeachable. Feel chastised, any animal's teachable. Any goal's reachable, let us embark. We declare, we declaim, we decry, we remark. The ethics and etiquette of yet to jump shark. Dynamite, strap, boom, but yet to set spark. With that in mind, employ each as it lingers. Keep the phrase in ready reach of your fingers, lest you forget for a moment the edict. Trap agape frozen, pull out and read it, your friend consistently counsels the same, urging all dickishness struck from the game.
Your friend Will, your friend Will, your friend Will declares, your friend Will declares, don't be a dick. Your friend Will, your friend Will, your friend Will declares, your friend Will declares, don't be a dick.
How'd your friend get possession of the wisdom? Once hooked the headset into wrong system, listened, heard what? Cock-a-doodle-doos. If you think it's involuntary, get disabused. It's you, you do what you don't at your discretion. Your bickery's untamed, practice repression. Act as direction, suggest and desist. Your friends all insist.
Come down the list.
Got one who warns he could get a little stabby, that it'd be bad form, but he gets a little crabby. He's aptly the messenger, hardened of hide. But if somebody wrote, oh, you die, die, die. If you'd see your adherence assured all the more so. Silkscreen what your friend set on your torso. Wear it out proudly, point and recite. An edict walks by, got to say versus contrite.
Your friend Will, your friend Will, your friend Will declares, your friend Will declares, don't be a dick. Your friend Will, your friend Will, your friend Will declares, your friend Will declares, don't be a dick. Your friend Francis, don't be a dick, your friend. Don't be a dick, your friend. Friend, friend Will says, don't be a. 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 Don't be a dick. Be a dick. Don't.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Game over.
Hi. Don't forget to listen to the Unheard Nerd Movie Podcast. That comes out almost every Tuesday. And that's myself, Will, at The Unheard Nerd on Twitter, and John, the film contributor for TheUnheardNerd.com. You can find him on Twitter too, at UK Film Nerd. Basically, we look at the week's news and give our views on those. We go off topic rather a lot, and we talk about TV that you're not interested in. And shitting on our youth seems to come up quite a lot. But do catch that every week. You can find that at theunheardnerd.com, along with lots of other content. Thanks for listening.